Well, hey, everybody. This is Eric from Tip Tap Tip. What you are about to listen to is completely awesome. It is one of our car episodes. You know, the ones where we take our recorder on the road and we record it and we usually play some stuff. And the audio quality is awesome because you can hear the car and stuff. Yep, that's what we got. So sit back and enjoy some theater of the mind where Eric and Rochelle are hurtling down the highway from Calgary to Edmonton with a child in back who is really wanting to be part of the show, and enjoy. We will be back soon with a in-studio episode where we get back to what we talked about the best. Things, stuff, junk, and your face. My name is Eric. I'll see you on the other side. Though, because it feels like you've been more productive in like the few days that I've been back at work.
Yeah, because when you're at home, when you don't do anything and you just sit around and go on your computer and stuff, then I don't do anything because I see you not doing anything, and that's why it bothers me so much, because then I lose my productivity.
Basically, Rochelle's renovated the entire house in like 3 days.
Yeah, without you being home.
I
yeah.
know.
And done laundry and cleaned.
I know. Maybe I should just... Well, let's get...
I have to say, I accomplished something very, very great that I'm very proud of. It was incredibly frustrating, and...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I managed to do it, and I was so close to phoning someone and just being like, you know, I need help with this. But then I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to watch one more YouTube video. I'm going to give it one more try. And I managed to do it. I replaced our bathroom fan, like the whole thing, all of it. Took the box out of the wall. And yeah, I did it all by myself.
Well,
and
that...
it's amazing now. We don't have this huge, loud, roaring fan on our main floor.
Something like that.
Yeah, that was a pretty tough thing to do.
I'm happy, Rochelle.
And then I realized that there are not very many female fix-it ladies, right? You know, like on TV shows and stuff, they always have... Oh, yeah, there's train tracks.
Yeah, there's train tracks, Mom.
Whoa, those are the big ones.
Here comes Thomas.
I realize, like on TV, they always show the homes on homes, or like the Brian guy, and they all look like Mr. Clean.
Yeah.
You know, they never show. Oh, he's not coming right now. So do you know what I'm saying? Though they always have like that typical kind of guy.
Yeah.
Doing those shows, like where they're fixing the houses.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of bothers me.
So you want, what you're saying is you want to start your own handy woman show?
I want to be Debbie Travis.
Is that Debbie Travis is a handy woman, or
isn't that who that is, that lady from like the 90s who, she had her own TV show and she fixed stuff.
I have
home renos and stuff on her TV show.
I have no idea. I've never even heard of Debbie Travis, let alone watched.
Really?
No.
I hope that's the right name. I think it's the right name. I think that's her name. But yeah, she was a girly girl.
Yeah.
You know, like, and yeah, you just, I don't think there, I'm not, I can't think of anyone right now who does that too. Do you?
I don't watch those types of shows, clearly, because I'm not the one doing the renovations.
Like a lot of, there is one show where this lady does the renovations, but a lot of it is just her telling other people what to do.
Yep.
And then she does a few things herself. So she's more like the manager, not really like the person doing the work.
Okay.
I don't think I will be watch. I don't think I will be making home renovation shows, Eric.
What?
No. There's so many people on YouTube who make their own videos, mm-hmm. and have their own channels and stuff, and I think they have dreams of becoming.
That could be you.
But yeah, I don't want to.
No.
The one thing that I have done with fixing the house that I have actually enjoyed is drywalling. Like, I really loved, like, moving that paste around and making walls. It's rad. Fun. You know what I found, Eric, in our neighborhood, close to our neighborhood? What do you call those houses that... A hexagon house?
Yeah, hexagon house, yeah.
Yeah, I found one of those.
In our neighborhood?
Well, in our next neighborhood.
Okay, yeah.
By Bo's school.
Really?
Yeah. You gotta see it. I gotta show it to you. It's awesome.
A hexagon house.
Yeah, like geodesic dome house.
Really? Why? Yeah. Why didn't we buy that one?
I don't think it was for
sale. Why don't we build one?
I don't know how to do that. I just learned how to install a bathroom fan. I'm not gonna build a house.
Michelle, you said you were good.
Oh my goodness, this used to be one of my favorite songs.
I have no idea who this is.
Really?
Nah, I was not into this type of music.
I think I just thought the guy was hot.
Like the bald dude?
Yeah. When he was on, I remember when me and my friend watched him perform on Saturday Night Live, we recorded the show, yeah. and then we actually rewound it. And watched him, like, there was one moment where he smiled, and we were like, oh, he's so hot. And we actually, like, rewound it and then watched him smile, like, I don't know, 5 times or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, teenage girls are funny.
Yeah, they're a blast.
That's cute. Yeah, I'm not sure if I really like the song, though.
That doesn't stand up?
I don't know. It's hard to tell because it's like when you know a song so well and you can sing along with it, I think you kind of, like, you like it,
yeah.
but you don't, just because of familiarity, it's not actually because you like it.
All right. Oh, it's over. That sucks.
Yeah, because you hate it.
I've never really been a fan of that song.
Tactical. Whoa, look at all the police cars, Bo. Wow, wonder what happened here. Do you know what happened? Oh my goodness, are they looking for like a murder weapon or something?
No, they're looking for personal effects of that. You know that guy who was...
The mayor who was...
Like that one guy who was hit by a vehicle last year when he was... I don't know why they're looking for stuff now, so...
What guy?
He was like an MLA or something.
Oh, yeah. I remember who that is. There was an accident. There was an accident, Bo, and so the police are trying to find to see if there's anything that he lost.
Yeah.
That the guy lost.
Mm.
So what are they looking for?
I don't know. Like, they just said personal effects. I'm not sure what that means. This guy's like, screw it.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm screw this noise, I'm out of here.
That's the one benefit of having a big truck. Is that if you don't feel like driving, you can just drive up on the curb and turn around.
Yeah.
Or in this case, go through the ditch.
Want to listen to some songs, Rochelle?
Yes, I'm excited to hear the Netherlands
okay.
song for Eurovision.
Okay.
Very excited. It better be good. Better be good.
You're going to have to help me out first, so with some pronunciation.
Because the name of the group is D-O-U-W-E, and then Bob. D-O-U-W-E. Like Dewey?
Dawa.
Dawa Bob? Sure. Sounds good to me. This is the Netherlands with their song called Slow Down.
Oh, that's perfect for driving.
Yeah.
I'm going nowhere and I'm going fast. I should find a place to go and rest. I should find a place to lay my head tonight. Every morning there's another start.
So is there like a thriving country music scene in the Netherlands that I am totally unaware of?
I have no idea. But I know that a lot of Dutch people love Canadians.
Okay.
And so maybe that has something to do with it. Because of, you know, how we helped them in the war. Yeah.
So what do you think of this song? Slow down, brother.
I think it's cute.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of country music, so.
Yeah.
But as far as country music goes, like it, I like it.
It's pretty catchy.
It is catchy, yeah.
How do you think it's going to do?
I'm not sure, because the last time that they did a country song, they almost won.
Yeah, they came in second.
And that one was The Common Linnets. We actually bought that CD.
Yeah.
Because it was really good. And not super country-ish. And this one is not super, super country-ish either, so.
Yeah.
Depends. I think it just depends what how the performance is.
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
All right. Are you ready for Sweden's entry?
Sweden, oh my goodness.
All right, prepare for this.
I swear, I think they're like, this is something I'd like to look into. Like, how many times has Sweden won Eurovision? Because they seem to, like, in the last year, like, since we've been watching Eurovision, they have won a lot.
Yeah, at least two times in the last 5 years.
Yeah. Same with Germany.
Yeah. They get Germany song on here, too. So let's listen. This is Franz. If I Were Sorry, representing Sweden. Let's have a listen.
If I Were what?
If I Were Sorry.
Sorry, okay.
You know, like the Justin Bieber song.
Yeah, I like that video.
All right, let's have a listen.
I crawled through the desert on my hands and knees, rehearsing my pretty place, climbed the highest mountain. If I were sorry, shouted from the top, swim underwater until my lungs exploded, walk into the fire. If I were sorry, I'd run 1,000 miles, wouldn't stop until I dropped, wouldn't take the break to breathe until I got close enough. Then I'd do it all again if I really had the chance. But I know deep inside, for you was just another dance. If I were sorry, I'd give you all the glory. If I was sorry, if I were sorry, it would be a different story. If I were sorry, if I were sorry, oh. I'd hold my breath till my face turned blue, I'd rob a bank and a post office too, swim across the ocean. If I were sorry, I'd take a vow of silence, I wouldn't say a single word until you really heard. If I were sorry, I'd run 1,000 miles, wouldn't stop until I dropped, wouldn't take the break to breathe until I got close enough. If I were sorry, your mistake had a price. Oh, you threw it all away, 'cause you're the devil in disguise. Now would you ever realize the consequences of your lies? Then would you save the fallen team or act as if there's nothing there? If I were sorry, if I were sorry, nah, if I were sorry, if I were sorry, I'd take a vow of silence, wouldn't say a single word. No, if I were sorry, I'd be on my hands and knees, begging pretty please. If I were sorry, but I'm not sorry, no.
That was Franz representing Sweden with If I Were Sorry. I hate this song, Rochelle. I really do.
Yeah, I don't really like it either.
You're not. The performance was really nothing spectacular. It was just, I found it incredibly boring, and I'm probably.
I thought you said that Sweden has like a really, really tough competition for the Eurovision people to the semifinals in Sweden are really difficult to win.
Yeah, and
this song is really shitty.
Basically, it's just boring, and I feel like I need to listen to what could have been, what songs could have been representing Sweden, but this song is just like. His voice wasn't that good. The song is kind of mid-tempo and boring, and it's just like, really? This is it? This is what when Sweden brings us after they brought us Heroes last year, which rocked our socks off.
Yeah, that was a good song.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess you can't do it well every year, but this song in particular is my least favorite Swedish.
But if this guy is wearing pleather pants or leather pants again. You know, the same as the last year, that guy wore leather pants. made the song better.
Objectively speaking, as a heterosexual male, I can say that that man Zemmerlo, who sang last year, is a much more handsome man than Franz for this year.
Yeah, he was very, very handsome. I want to go visit him.
Yeah, I know. You want to visit him somewhere between his leather pants and his skin.
You know, I like leather pants, but they do tend to make balls sweaty, and that's not a nice thought.
That's never a nice
thought. No.
Do you want to listen to Germany's entry?
I do.
All right, this is Jamie.
This is better.
Probably. This is Jamie Lee Kriwitz with a song called Ghost. Oh, maybe it's a spooky song. All right, let's have a listen.
The story of us, is it already told? Let's tear the book apart, start to rewrite it all. We're already gone, but still in this together, like a dragon to its gold. We're still holding on, our life won't wait for us to live. We don't need a lifetime to figure out what we miss. The love we get is the life we give. Our money just full of love. This is the ghost.
That was Jamie Lee Kriwitz, Ghost, Germany. Arguably a much better song than Sweden's entry. Still trying to figure out what was up with Sweden. It's an okay song. Definitely, you know, in comparison to the Swedish entry, much better. But I don't see it as being a winner. Like one of those songs where it just knocks your socks off and just wins the contest.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I feel like I need to listen to that one again.
Yeah.
Because I think it might be one of those songs that you don't really know. I don't really know what I think about it right now. But maybe if I listen to it again, I might like it.
I think you need to watch it too, because you were just listening to the song, but you were missing. She had a crazy outfit, and the stage performance is really good. So maybe I'll form a bit of a different opinion on that. But that being said, you really weren't missing anything for Sweden with their performance.
Oh, that's too bad. That's weird.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because they already won that they just don't really feel
they're
like...
They're just like, we can't afford it next year.
Yeah.
We'll just send some other guy. I think it's enough Eurovision for today. Like, you know, we should enjoy the road and take in all the splendor that is our beautiful province. As we were driving on this straight, boring highway. Oh,
it's so boring. Yeah. We've done this road trip so many times. I hope in the future Alberta will put a train or something going through from Edmonton to Calgary.
Well, one thing I'm looking forward to is because I hear Rochelle's staying back in Edmonton for a few days, and I'm coming back on the bus.
You're excited about that.
I'm so excited because...
Why?
Because this was the same bus that Rochelle and I used to take up to Edmonton all the time before we were drivers. And I remember this bus being awesome, having comfortable seats, internet connections, plug-ins, movies, snacks, a washroom.
Yeah.
Everything. Basically everything except for a massage. It was the best.
It is very luxurious. Now we think about it as luxurious, but at the time I thought about it in a different way because I really wanted us to have a vehicle, and it was such a pain in the butt to get people to pick us up from the bus station. So, but yeah, I think now if someone said, do you want to go on a 3-hour bus ride?
Yeah!
On this kind of a bus, like spacious leg room, lot, like big comfy seat, I would be up for that, for
totally,
sure.
Totally into that.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you know exactly how awesome it is when I get home.
Oh, well, thanks.
It's going to be weird, though, because you guys are going to be gone for a few days, and I'm just going to be, like, running the show, and it's going to be, like, chicken wings for lunch, chicken wings for dinner, chicken wings for breakfast, basically, and then, like...
I knew it.
And then it's going to be, like, and then fill that up with...
chocolate bars.
Yeah, and, like, and milkshakes, chocolate milkshakes, just to switch things up a bit.
Great. Oh, by the time I get back home, you're going to be 100 pounds heavier.
I certainly hope not. But if that is the case, well, that's what happens when you leave me alone by myself, Rochelle.
You lose all self-control.
Oh, man, I'm going to do nothing. You know, like...
Yeah, it's wow.
No, I'm sure I will get lots of things done. Maybe I'll renovate something while you're gone.
I'm scared.
I'll add another floor.
Oh, if you could do that, sure.
I wonder if we could change the attic into a room. Is that a thing?
Yeah. I've seen that in some houses, yeah.
In, like, TV shows, usually.
But, you know, when I did mention that to our house inspector, and he said that it's too small.
Oh, okay.
It's not high enough.
So we can't have, like, a cool person
who
lives upstairs with, like, a leather jacket. Kind of from the other side of the tracks, but kind of cool.
Do you mean like a teenager?
Like Fonzie.
Like a teenager?
Like Fonzie.
Is Fonzie a teenager?
No, he was probably like pushing 30 when he was on TV. I don't know.
Really?
I don't. Well, here's the thing is they always got older people to play teenagers on these shows, right?
So yeah, but on the show, how old was his character supposed to be?
I think his character was probably early 20s, I'm guessing. I'm not a Happy Days expert, so
that's so funny. I think it's so funny how they do that with high school movies. They'll use girls who are closer to that age range, but then the guys, they always get older guys. Like, think of 90210.
Oh yeah,
right? Like those girls were probably 18 when they did the show.
Yeah, basically.
Or closer to that. But Jason Priestley, he was probably like 26.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. Kind of makes you feel like shit when you're in high school.
Yeah, because that's what you're living up to. It's like, why can't I have cool sideburns like Luke Perry?
Yeah, or like, why do none of these high schoolers have acne?
I know, well, because they're all... You know why? Because...
They're not high schoolers.
No, but also because late at night they are also shilling for proactive solution on these infomercials.
That's true, yeah.
And those... What were those wipes? I remember, yeah, I used to use them.
Oh, those Bior strips? Those ones that...
No, like the little round ones. I used to use those when I was a greaseball going through puberty. What were were they called?
Oh, Clear.
Clearasil or?
Yeah, Clearasil.
Oh, man. I was just like. I didn't have like awful acne, but I had, I guess, typical acne for. But man, I was just. I had to keep myself in shape.
Yeah, it sucks being a teenager.
Yeah, I would never want to do it again.
No, I would never want to do it again either.
Junior high, you couldn't pay me enough money to do that again.
No way.
No. Why is everything different?
Oh, man.
Well, junior
what
high was
the worst part for you?
Well, the worst part is you're trying to find out who you are, right? So you're just, you're, you find out your identity at the same time while your body is changing.
Yeah.
So, like, everything's just out of whack. So you're like, you're trying to figure out where you fit into the world, like, you know, and, but at the meantime, like, you know, you're, everything is just going, your hormones are going nuts, your body's just going crazy, so.
I think the worst part for me was, Bo, can you please be quiet?
You need to be quiet, little buddy.
Was trying to figure out boys. You know, I could never figure out boys.
Like figure out like what they do or how they act.
Yeah, because when you're watching, like, I wanted to date boys and I wanted to make out with boys, but nobody ever asked me on a date in my school. Like, nobody did that stuff. I don't know why. And then when you're watching TV, that's how it works on TV. You know, like the guy asks the girl out, and so for a girl, you're just kind of waiting for the guy to ask you out,
yeah.
And then no guys do because they're it's like they're not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the only person, there was only like one girl who got asked out in our class, and it was by an older guy.
Creepy.
Yeah, like I think she was in grade 7 and he was in grade 9 or something. And that was it. And the rest of us, like, nobody had boyfriends. Nobody did that in our school. I don't understand why.
Huh.
Did you date?
No. I was too shy to date. So I never really dated in high school.
So you were one of the shy guys who never asked any of the girls.
I know.
You would just, like, sit there and stare at their boobs.
Well, no,
but then you wouldn't ask them out.
No, it was just, I would just, he's making me sound like a creepo.
No, that's what teenage boys do, is they just sit there and stare at girls' boobs, but then they don't say, they're too scared to ask you out.
Yeah, they're too,
and it's
too
frustrating, because as a girl, you're like, you know what, I would totally let you touch my boobs if you asked me out on a date.
Wow. I need to build a time machine to tell my 15-year-old self that really important piece of information.
Yeah, like, it's not rocket science.
Okay, sounds good to me. I say we wrap up now. Unless, see, there's anything else you want
to... I want to listen to, like, one more Eurovision song.
Okay, I'll let you choose. We either have Cyprus or Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Bosnia-Herzegovina, please.
All right, this is... Oh, my goodness. Dalal and Dean featuring Ann Reckner and somebody else, because I can't tell because it cuts off. Anyways, this is your song also, which I can't tell because they are,
we'll have links on the
Bosnia. Yeah, here's their song, whatever it's called.
Svoj dug, ljubav je jedno drugom praštamo, praštamo. Oči zatvori, srce se u tebe klelo, kako da ti oprostim? Nemam kome da se vratim, samo tebi vjerujem, dugo već ću sve da platim, na ljubav se zaklinje. Nesto kapetan da budem, biro sam da budem pirat, nesto sretan da budem, biro sam tugu. Moja priča je rulet, ulažem, ne znam kasirat. Njenim očima ukletu, že se ne znam ne smijat. Za me mami tu klinama, nakon čo še dje vina. Al ona nije ta što će mi sutra roditi sina. Opet nije da ne znam me tako magično dirat. Opet magično biram, jer džavo ne da mi mira.
Ljubav je začarani krug. Svako dođe na svoj red, svako plati svoj dug. Što imamo, svako plina svoj grej, jedno drugom praštamo, praštamo.
That was Bosnia's entry for Eurovision this year. Lots going on, rapping, and violining, and singing, and all sorts of stuff.
I love it.
You love this?
No.
I don't know. It's like something about it that I like. I think it's like, I like the kind of rap sort of part. It's very upbeat. It's fast.
It's you know, the rapping is very upbeat, and I like it because that makes me stomp my feet.
Shut up! You're not allowed to make fun of my comments. That's not nice.
Okay.
You can't just say, like, I like it or I don't like it. You have to talk about what you like about it. And I'm just saying what I liked about it.
I found it very bland. It's also, it seems very sort of typical of the type of stuff that...
What's that song that we liked the last time? What is the, Stranger, Love is a Stranger? Can we listen to that one? Yeah, please.
I don't have that one on me.
Oh!
I don't have all the songs. I only come prepared.
You're fired.
We're on the road. I have to
fired.
Think of things in advance.
Fired.
No, I do not have love as a...
Can you just sing it for me then?
I have no idea how it goes. Why don't you sing it, Rochelle?
I don't remember.
Okay. It must be that awesome then.
All right. Well, I remember the title of the song. That's pretty good.
Love is a Stranger. Edmonton's coming soon, so we're gonna wrap up the show.
You know what I can't stand when I'm driving is when people brake a lot.
Yeah.
Unnecessary braking.
Somebody doing that?
Yeah.
That white car?
White car up there, and then there was one that we just passed that did that too. It just scares me because it's like, why are you doing that? Why are you braking so fast? Like, it makes me think, well, they're a really scary driver. Because they're scared of driving.
Oh,
I think when you brake like that so much, it shows that you're not 100% certain of the actions that you are taking.
Yeah, like maybe they're a new driver.
Or just a sucky one.
That is a possibility too.
Yeah, anyway. That is all I'm going to say about driving because it's kind of boring.
Beep, beep. Beep, beep. Thanks for listening to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We'll see you on the road or elsewhere. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Well, hello. It's Eric again. I hope you like listening to the episode recorded live from the 2003 PT Cruiser. as we make our way to Edmonton. Always fun, always enjoyable. Hopefully as much for us as it was for you. Check out our website. It has stuff on it like us and our shows all the way back a million years when we first started this experiment. So check it out. If you like the show, leave a comment. If you don't, be quiet, be silent, and we'll never hear from you again. That's all I got to say for now. This is Eric. We will check you later. Bye!